I'd like to dedicate tonight's learning in memory of Leon Kahn, who just passed away last year. He was a Talmud here in the yeshiva years ago, and he used to come every week to the Kollel Yom Rishon. I think he was the only one who came every single week, and he always liked to learn. He was a chazan here in the neighborhood, and he was very involved in the CTI, the Chazan and Cantorial Training Institute, whatever CTI is. And he was a very... he used to come to my weekly shiur for many years. Then he went to the OU in Kashrus. He was a real Talmud of the yeshiva. We start the Seder with the Kiddush, and we have a few expressions in the Kiddush describing the Jewish people. Shabbach Abanim B'Kolom, we are the Yama Nivchar. V'Ram Amanim B'Kol Hashon, we are a higher level. V'Kiddushan of the Mitzvah Sub. These are three different things. Shabbach Abanim B'Kolom, we are the Yam HaNivchar. The Pashup Shat is, I think, that we were chosen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to deliver the Nevuah to Pharaoh, B'nei B'chori Yisrael. The Jewish people are the B'chor. What's the B'chor? The oldest child is usually expected to help the parents raise the younger children. So the Jewish people were singled out. Shabbach Abanim B'Kolom, we are the Yam HaNivchar. We're supposed to serve as an Or LaGoyim. The Novi Yeshaya says that a few times. Bnei Yisrael are supposed to serve as an Or LaGoyim. And the idea appears in the Chumash as well. The Nevi'im don't come up with new theological ideas. Everything that says in the Novi says in the Chumash. It's a Pasuk in the Torah also. In what way are we supposed to serve as the Or LaGoyim? So the Pashup Shat is, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, Pashup Shat is that it doesn't mean as far as Shabbos Kasher as Taras HaMishpoch. What does that have to do with the Umas Olam? Or LaGoyim means in honesty, integrity, to have an honest Knesset, to have an honest Rosh HaMemshalah, to have an honest President of Medina Yisrael, to have honest members of the Knesset. Unfortunately, we haven't yet fulfilled that role. We're supposed to help the Ribbono Shel'olam raise the other children. The Bechor is supposed to help raise the other children. So we're not yet doing such a good job. I was told years ago that the United Nations has a special commission which is responsible to investigate all of the banks of all of the different countries to see which countries have Gnevus going on in the banks. So the country with the most Gnevus is Italy because of the mafia. And the second from the top is Medina Yisrael. We couldn't make it number one. It's a chilul Hashem. So we're supposed, that's what we are, the Yam HaNivchar, and we're supposed to serve as the Or LaGoyim. We're Ram Amonim B'Kol Hashem, I think, means a different thing, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us on a higher level, that Rav Chaim Volozhiner in the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim quotes a Loshen of the Medrash, a Loshen of Gemara, that when Titus came to destroy the second Beis HaMikdash, it was Kimcha Trina Tocha. It's like if a person takes kernels of grain and he grinds it up and he makes flour, so that's a major job. You have to have a mill to grind it up. And then someone comes and takes the flour and he grinds it again. What is he grinding again? It's all ground up already. There's no work to do. So Titus wouldn't have any shlita over the Beis HaMikdash, but because the Jewish people did all kinds of averus, so we destroyed the ruchnius of the Beis HaMikdash, so Titus came and he destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. It was like grinding up flour that was already ground. That was already ground up. In Israel, we are on a higher level. When we do Avera, we can really destroy the whole world. Anochri does an Avera, doesn't have that much of an effect. The Jew does an Avera, has a bigger effect. Anochri does a mitzvah, so he accomplishes a little bit. In Israel, when we do a mitzvah, we accomplish much more. The Rambam Hilchas Tshuva quotes a famous passage from the Gemara that a person should always visualize as if the world is machtza mitzvahs, machtza averes. Everything is 50-50, and you can tip the scales. If you do one mitzvah, you'll be machweir the whole world l'kaf schus. If you do one aver, you'll be machweir the whole world l'kaf choyfa. So this is Bnei Yisrael. Our mitzvahs and our averes are on a much higher level. Rav Chaim Volozhiner quotes the Pasuk in Navi, Ba'asim Dvarei B'Ficha, I would sell Yadi Kisi Sichel and Torah Shamayim B'Lisa Doretz. V'Leim Al-Tziya Malach Al-Koich. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the Jewish people the ability to daven and to do mitzvahs and to do averis, and we can accomplish gewaldige things. That's Rav Amon Mikol Oshin. Then the Kiddushon of the Mitzvah, Kadosh Baruch Hu endowed the Jewish people with Kiddusha, Kedusha is not an abstract concept. In the modern Hebrew, they have an expression that's called Kedusha Artilois, abstract Kedusha. No such thing as abstract. He's a very holy man. Holy man means that he does more mitzvahs than I do. Holy means that you're mechuyev to do more mitzvahs. The Jewish people have Kedusha, means we have an obligation to do more mitzvahs. A Kohen has more Kedusha than a Yisrael because he has more mitzvahs. Kohen Gadol has more Kedusha. He has more mitzvahs. The expression goes, Kedushana b'mitzvahs v'tzivanu, goes together. There's no Kedusha without v'tzivanu. And there's the Mishnah in the first parak in Kalim, and the Mishnah lists off Esa Kedusha, saying there are 10 levels of Kedusha. So the Mishnah says, Eretz Yisrael mekudesh is mikol ha'arotzu she'mivim menu ha'omer ishtei alechem. Ayoras ha'mekofes chaimim has more Kedusha than the rest of Eretz Yisrael that mitzaroim are not allowed to enter. Yerushalayim has more Kedusha than the rest of Ayoras ha'mekofes chaimim because he can eat ma'isu she'ni and kachim kalim. Harabai says more Kedusha, the Azor has more Kedusha, Beit Olam Mabzerech has more Kedusha. And every step of the way, the Esek Kedushas in Eretz Yisrael, Esek Kedushas, Kedushas Beis HaMikdosh, every step of the way, the Mishnah tells you what's an afkamina ledina. There's no such thing as Kedusha without an afkamina lahalocha. So we say Kedushanu, that the Jewish people were endowed with Kedusha, that we have mitzvahs. The more mitzvahs you have, it means that you have more Kedusha. The Umas Olam also have a couple of mitzvahs. They have seven mitzvahs, been enough, but we don't say they have Kedusha. Why do we have Kedusha? Because we have so many more mitzvahs. So it means something more than that. The Gemara Megillah has a brisa which draws a contrast between different religious articles, different items that we use in order to fulfill mitzvahs in the course of the year. So some of them are tashmishi mitzvahs, some of them are called tashmishi kedusha. So tashmishi mitzvah is tzitzis, and an esrog, and a sukkah, and a shofar. And the brisa says that during zman mitzvahs, and it's huktzen and mitzvahs, Chal Shem Shemayim Ala Sukkah. And after the Zman HaMitzvah is up, after Sukkah is over, there's no longer Chal Shem Shemayim on the Sukkah, no longer Chal Shem Shemayim on the Esrog, and so on. But if you have Tashmishi Kedusha, namely Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah, so even after the Zman HaMitzvah is up, even if it's so puzzled that it can't be corrected, you can never use it again for the purpose of the Mitzvah, Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah, you're still not allowed to discard it. It's not Nizrokim, it's rather a Nignozim. You have to put it in Shemus. What was the guiding principle? What was the criterion according to the Tanaim? How did they know to determine what's Tashmishi Kedusha, what's Tashmishi Mitzvah? So again, Rav Chaim Volozhiner explains in Nefesh HaChaim, and Rav Soloveitchik once dedicated a whole Yahrzeit Rosha to this theme, that Tashmishi Kedusha depends on Divrei Torah. The Mezuzah has two parshios written, Shema B'Hayoyim Shemoya. The Tefillin have those two parshas plus another two, Kadesh Vayokev Yachon. So the Tefillin have more Kedusha than the Mezuzah. The Tefillin Shal Rosh have one letter more than the Tefillin Shal Yad. It has a shin, or two shins, on the outside of the Shal Rosh. So the Shal Rosh has slightly more Kedusha than the Shal Yad. Sefer Torah has the four parshas of Tefillin plus more, many more parshas. So the Sefer Torah has more Kedusha. And Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Sefer Torah sounds like he says that a Sefer Torah in the Aron Kodesh that was just written this year has more Kedusha than the author's copy of the Aseres HaDibros, even though the Aseres HaDibros was engraved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. That's more valuable. Indiana Jones claims that he knows where the Luchas are, so when he'll come up with the Luchas, it'll be extremely valuable. It's going to cost more than a Sefer Torah in the Heichal now. It'll be more valuable if you want to sell it. It's a collector's item, author's copy of the Aseres HaDibros. But which has more Kedusha? So the Rambam sounds like he says, Kimat Beferish, that the Sefer Torah has more Kedusha than the Luchas, because it has all the Aseres HaDibros plus more. Kedusha depends on how much Divrei Torah you have written. And the Rav Soloveitchik gave a whole explanation. A Beis HaKnesset only has Kedusha because you have a Sefer Torah. You had a Rambam like that. And a Beis HaMedrash because you learned Torah Shebaal Peh. That's a Tesis like that. And so he spoke about what's Beis HaMikdosh, where's Beis HaMikdosh? Beis HaMikdosh, you have to have the Luchas there. And even in Beis Sheni, where there were no Luchas, the Rambam accepts that opinion, and the Gemara, the Luchas were in the basement. The Rambam felt that it's inconceivable. That's a machlekes in the Gemara. So the Rambam assumed that it's inconceivable to have a Beis HaMikdosh without Luchas. Kedusha has to have Psukim written. And Eretz Yisrael, the Rambam Soloveitchik gave a whole shiur, where is Eretz Yisrael? Where the Divrei Torah in Eretz Yisrael? So then he said, where's Kedusha Yisrael? So he said, this is what the Gemara says in Maseches Nida, that before every Jewish baby is born, the Malach teaches the baby Kol HaTorah Kula, and even if the person, when he grows older, never learns one word, and Amoritz Gomer never learns one word of Torah. Every Jew has Torah in his blood system. Everybody has Torah. Balatanya writes that every Jew has an Ahava HaMesuteres towards HaKadosh Baruch, a hidden love for the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Rav Soloveitchik Gomer used to quote the Rambam in the end of Perek Beis in Hilchas Gerushin, that sometimes the halacha says we have a right to force the husband to give his wife a get. We beat him up, he doesn't want to give a get, we beat him up until he agrees to give the get. In America it's against the law, you can't do it, but if in Eretz Yisrael they do it, they don't beat him up, they put him in prison. So that's worse than beating him up. They put him in prison until he agrees to give the get. Okay, that's kriya la get, until he finally says right, sonny. So the Rambam quotes from the Gemara in Ches Kabbatim, what good is that? But it's a get musa, they forced him, he never agreed to give the get. So the Rambam explains the answer that the Gemara gives. Deep down in his heart, he really wants to give the get. Every Jew has an Abraham Suteres towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which leads him to want to do all of the mitzvahs. And it's only his pseudo-personality that doesn't want him to do the mitzvah, doesn't want him to give the get, to be ma'agin the wife. And when we finally beat him up, and he says, Reitzani, that's the truth. When he says, Reitzani, that's what he really wants. Deep down, every Jew wants it. So why do we assume that deep down, every Jew wants to do the mitzvahs? Why is there an Abraham Soteres? Where does it come from? Now, so Reitzik explained, it comes from the fact that the Malach teaches the baby, Kol HaTorah Kula, before he's born, and the Torah represents the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it's in our blood. Every Jew has in his blood. So that's Kiddushan of the mitzvahs, so there's such a thing as Kiddushas Yisrael. There is no Kiddushas Umasoil. We have a Kiddushas Yisrael. The concluding line in the bracha by Kiddush on Yom Tov is different from Kiddush on Shabbos. The Gemara in Arei Pesachim has a machlokes, and we paskin like this. On Shabbos we say Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos, and on Yom Tov we say Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael VaHazmanim. There's one opinion that even on Shabbos we say Mekadesh Yisrael VaHashabbos, but that's not the accepted opinion. Why a discrepancy between Shabbos and Yom Tov? So the Gemara explains that on Shabbos HaKadosh Baruch Hu endowed every Shabbos with Kedushin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in Shesh Yismei Bereshis. He was Mekadosh all the Shabbosim lasid lavai. So Shabbos is Kriya v'kaima. Shabbos has Kedusha without us entering this scene. Yom Tov doesn't happen by itself. Yom Tov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Kedusha, and with the Kedusha that he endowed us with, we have the ability to declare Rosh Chodesh, and mele to make Pesach Shavuot Sukkos, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, so it's Mekadosh Yisrael, the Mekadshei Lizmanim. It does mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekadosh the Jews, and he is also Mekadosh the Yom Tov. The Gemara says that would be a violation of Ein Chosmin Bishnayim. You're not supposed to have an Achasima of the Bracha, two different themes. So the Gemara says, no, Mekadosh Yisrael, the Mekadshei Lizman, HaKadosh Baruch Hu endowed us with Kedusha, which enables us to be Mekadosh the Yamim Taifim, because the Yamim Taifim are not Kaddish by themselves. Years ago, the Bezdin used to be Mekadosh the Rosh HaKadoshim and the Yamim Taifim, and today, the Rambam says it doesn't happen automatically. Today also, the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs and the Mishnah Torah, he writes the same thing. The Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael, they're the ones who are Mekadosh. The Yamim Taifim and the Rosh HaKadoshim and so on. We refer to Pesach as Man Cheresenu. What does Cheres mean? So a lot of people have the mistaken attitude that Cheres means belief. Oh, no yoke at all. So the Mishnah doesn't like that idea. No yoke at all. Then the person will be an Eved to his Yetzer Hara. He'll be an Eved to the society. Just the same Eved. Doesn't matter whether you're an Eved to a para, an Eved to a communist dictator, or you're an Eved to the society. There's so many people in America, they're like Meshubit, the Meshubit to the society. Whatever the pressures of the society dictate, they go along with it. They can't resist everything. So, Zman Cheresenu doesn't mean Beli'ol. Zman Cheresenu, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos quotes the Pasuk in Chumash that the Aseres Adibas was engraved on the Luchas Choras ala Luchas, and the Mishnah has a comment, Atikri Choras ala Cheres, that Ein Lucha Ben Chorin, Lamisha Osik Batorah. If a person learns Torah, this gives them a freedom. This gives them the ability to become an Eved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By becoming an Eved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he becomes free. That's what we say in davening. On Hashem in Tilim. On Hashem kani avdecha, ani avdecha ben amasecha pitachta lemoser. By becoming an Eved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this makes the person into a free individual. He's no longer meshuvah to his Yetzer Hara, and he's no longer meshuvah to the... So he says, enthrall me and free me. make me a slave, and thereby I will be freed. So the professor thought that it was so profound. So one of the students told him, that's what it says in Halo. That's what it says in Pirkei Avos. By becoming an Eved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the person becomes freed. If Cheres is Belial, then it is going to be an Ol. He'll have the Ol. He'll be Meshubit to the Yetzirah and Meshubit to this society. Many people are Meshubit to this society. And Zman HaCheres saying it means, HaTikri Chos HaRel Cheres, by becoming an Eved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's our position. That's how a person becomes free. The Jews were always at the forefront of freedom. The Jews were with the Communist Revolution to get freedom for everybody. And in America, the Civil Liberties Union and the march on behalf of the blacks, to free the blacks. But that's not what our concept of freedom is. Freedom means to be Meshubet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every time we say Kiddush, we say V'titnu L'Hashem Elokeinu B'Ahava. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the whole Torah B'Ahava. When Pesach falls out on Shabbos, when Yontov falls out on Shabbos, then we say, Yom Chagamatz Hazeh, whatever, Yom Shabbos Hazeh, then we say a second time B'Ahava. Why do you say twice B'Ahava? You already said Titel Hashem Elokeinu B'Ahava. The whole Torah was given B'Ahava. When Yontov falls out on Shabbos, you say again B'Ahava. Why? Same thing in the Shemoneh Esrei. You say twice B'Ahava. So the standard, some of the standard Mefarshim on the Siddur, I think that was drama, if I'm not mistaken. Some of the early, the late Rishonim say that on the occasion of Maimon HaSinai, the Torah was given the Yahavo, but it was a little bit, not so much B'Yahavo, it was Kaf Aleim Harki Gigas. It was forced upon us. It wasn't 100% B'Yahavo. But Shabbos was given Kodem Matan Torah. Shabbos was given in Morah. So at that time there was no Kaf Aleim Harki Gigas. So that's why it's B'Yahavo square. It's Mamish B'Yahavo. And it was given before the Kaf Aleim Harki Gigas. Rav Soloveitchik quoted a different pshat. I'm not sure which Rishonim have this pshat. He suggested, I don't know if it's his original, he saw it somewhere, he thought that the whole Torah was given B'Yavo, but on the Oli Yamim Tovim you have to bring Musafim, and you give, in addition to all of the Karbanos Oila, you give one Sori L'Chatos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu waves a finger at us and he says, don't forget you sinned. You have to bring a Sori L'Chatos. On Shabbos, you just bring Shnei Chosim Tamimim, Oilus. You don't bring any Chatos at all. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's B'Ahava square. He doesn't wave a finger. We did sin. He doesn't wave a finger at us to remind us that we need a Kapara. He forgets about that on Shabbos. So he thought maybe that's the reason why you mentioned B'Ahava twice when Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, because Shabbos is very much B'Ahava. At the beginning of the Seder, we declare Holach Ma'anya, we have Yachatz, we break one of the matzahs in half, because the Gemara has a comment on the Pasuk Lechem Oni, Madakri Shaloni Beprusa, Avkam Beprusa, you have to have a broken matzah. The Rambam has Yachatz later, the Rambam has Yachatz, you have to wash until it's a day, before you say Amoitzi. So the Rambam's version is, the Rambam in the Rif, you take two matzahs and you break one of them in half, so you have one and a half matzahs, and then you say Amoitzi on one and a half. Normally you have Lechem Mishnah, two shleimas, and now on Pesach night, instead of having two shleimas, you only have one and a half. So the Ram has Yachatz later. We have Yachatz in the beginning. So the Maralmi Prague explains in his commentary on Haggadah that we have two drushas on Lechem Oni. One is Lechem Oni Madak Shalani Bipus, you have to have a broken matzah. And secondly, Lechem Sha'onim Olav Dvarim Harbe. We should recite the whole Sipi Tzias Mitzrayim with a matzah exposed on the table. So we break the matzah in the beginning, and then we have it exposed as we tell the Maggid. So that's what we say, Halachman, this is the matzah, and we're going to tell the whole CPT is Mitzrayim. We invite people to eat with us, Kol Dichvin, whoever is starving, whoever is hungry, Yesev Yechol. The Welt interprets Kol Ditzrach, Yesev Yisbach, V'Yipsach. The Pesach has to be Nechal Al HaSova, you have to eat it at the end. You don't say, whoever is starving should come and eat Korban Pesach. We're not going to give you the Korban Pesach when you're starving. This is quotes Yerushalmi because we're concerned about the possibility of Shviras Etzim. So that's why the Rishonim say like this. That's why he said, Kol Dichvin, whoever is starving, Yesod Yechon should please come and eat. Kol Ditzrich, whoever needs Korban Pesach, should come and we'll give you a Korban Pesach. It's very difficult. You can't eat the Korban Pesach unless you're Memunah. And so what do you mean on that? In the night time, It's man on Migdash, you invite the fellow to eat, it's too late. You have to invite him before you shech the Korban Pesach. So that's a problem. But why do we invite people to eat with us on Pesach? Pesach is when the Jewish people became a nation. The halacha does not recognize the other nations as nations. We call them goy ha'rotzes, nishpachos ha'adama, but that's a melitza. We're the only goy. Mikam chesol ge'echad bo, the Jewish people are the only goy. Goy comes miloshen givyah. The Radak, who wrote a commentary on Tanakh, wrote a biblical dictionary, the Michlol, and he writes that the word goy comes from the word givyah. Givyah means a body. Gevi nasati limakim. My body was beaten up by my enemies. Givyah is a body, so the whole Jewish people is treated as if it's one body, as if it's one entity. So you have to call this all a raven zebazet. The Gemara says, "Bayum Yisraelim, every individual is on his own. There's no tziruf hakohol." It's the Gemara in the end of Nazir and Perik Hakusim. There's no tziruf together. So the Jewish people became a nation after Yitzis Mitzrayim. So that's why we have to be called this all a raven zebazet. You have to say kol dichon yesev yechol, and then we apologize and we say, "Hashata, hashata this year, shata zir, hashata this year, avdei." We're poor. Shana abba b'necha, next year we hope we'll be able to give you better food. We want to say when we invite you to eat, we're telling you in advance we're not going to give you so much fancy food. We hope next year we'll be able to give you more. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that there's a Mishnah in towards the end of Bava Metzia and Perek Haseches HaPoelim that when you hire workers, so sometimes it was understood that you're obligated to give them lunch. How much of a lunch are you going to give them? So one of the Tanaim had his son hire workers for him. They told the son, go tell them we're only going to give him tuna fish sandwiches. They really, B'nai Avram, Yitzchak, and Yankim, they deserve steaks with French fries, with dessert and everything. But I can't afford that. So tell them in advance, we're only going to give them tuna fish sandwiches and that's all. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought. That's what we, when we invite all the guests, we say, called Dichvin, Yesav Yechel, whoever is hungry should please come and eat, and we'll give you food, but Hashat Abdi, this year we don't have so much to give. We hope next year we'll be able to give you more food, better food. Rabbi Kiva Eger, in his comments on the Mishnayos Brachas, and printed out on the side of the big Mishnayos, the Yochanan Boaz editions, points out that there's something very strange in the Lashon of the Mishnah. Blazer ben Azari says, as a machlokes with the Chachamim regarding the din of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. There's a mitzvah every single day, that you have to say the third parasha of Shema because of the concluding pasuk. Anisham lakech meshot says he eschem the Eretz Mitzrayim. So the Tanoim have a machlokes, it says, Laman tizka osem tzeschem the Eretz Mitzrayim kol yemecha yecha, kol is marba something. So it's called marba that not only yemecha yecha hayam and kol yemecha halelos, I'll call this Marba Lahavi Limos HaMashiach. So one Tana holds that it tells you your chayiv to recite the last pasuk in the third parsha of Shema even at night, even by Marv. That's how we do. We say it by Ma'ariv. But Limos HaMashiach, you won't be mechayiv to say. And the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Lozman that they hold you're not mechayiv to say the third parsha at night. You just say Shema Bahayam Shema, it's B'shach B'chov Kamecha. And the first two parshas, the third parsha is only said because of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, so you can leave it out at night. And the word kol is the riba is lahavi lemos hamashiach. That's the machlekes in the Tanoim. Rabbi Kedega Mishnayis points out, he quotes from earlier, Achronim pointed out, why is it that the Tana who says lahavi lemos hamashiach uses the verb lahavi? Lahavi lemos hamashiach, it's marbi lemos hamashiach. And Rabbi Lazar ben Azari says, kol yemecha yecha halelos. Why doesn't he say lahavi halelos? How come he uses the lashon lahavi, and Rabbi Lazar ben Azar does not use the lashon lahavi? There are different gerusos in the Mishnayos. Some have the Mishnah fakir. He says lahavi, and they don't say lahavi. But the way we have it, it's a very strange. It's, Rabbi Kevega raises the issue. So there's a famous explanation that's attributed to Rabbi Elbala Soloveitchik that goes as follows: the Shagas Aryeh points out that the obligation to have zechiras is even signed by Yom or Balayla. Are two different mitzvahs. One is Bayom, one is Balayla. It's not the same chiyuv. There's a mitzvah to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim Bayom, and a mitzvah to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim Balayla. So the Mishnah says, Kol, Mimechayacho, Halelos, another chiyuv. But the Chachamim who disagree with Rabbi Lazar Manazai hold the chiyuv, Zechiras, Yetzias Mitzrayim, is only by yom and it's not by laila, and they hold that kol goes limos on Mashiach, it's not a new chiyah. It's not that there's a chiyah boilam azeh, the mention needs to some time, and lasi lovi limos on Mashiach, there'll be another chiyah. No, lahavi limos on Mashiach. The obligation that we have today is a permanent obligation. It's not a hayro ashur. It's a din l'doris. Lahavi means when marbe the same mitzvah that we have today will still continue to exist even after Mashiach comes. The Gemara has a machlokes hatanaim about it, because the pasuk in Navi that says after the gula hasida will be such a fantastic nisim and nifloes, kineitzeis chaniyaretz m'saim aren and nifloes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's going to be nisim and nifloes. And lo yomerot, people will no longer talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim. There will be nothing. They'll just talk about the Gula Hasidim. Just talk about the fantastic, spectacular Gula after it will occur. So, Ablozim and Azariah holds, we learn the Psukim Kipshutim. Lo Sidlava, we no longer have this mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's only High Rasha for a couple of thousand years until the Gula Hasidim. The Chachamim say no, the mitzvah that we have today is a mitzvah on Haggis Lidurus. Lahavi lemos haMashiach. The call is marba. The mitzvah will still continue, even after Mashiach comes. You shouldn't misread the pasuk in Navi. But Rabbi Lozman says I can say call lahavi alayla. It's not lahavi. The same chiyuv applies by lahavi. It's a dim chiyuv. It's manushal zeh. Look, it's manushal zeh. That's a famous shagazaria. Yes. Why is it chiyuv? It's if and Simon mitzvah says it as man grama. It's not all 24 hours of the day. It's not by yom balayla. There is no zman that you put. So he says, no, they're two different chiyuvim. One chiyuv is bayom, one chiyuv is balayla. The chiyuv bayom, you're not yotze balayla. The chiyuv balayla, you're not yotze bayom. It's manush al zeh, look, it's manush al zeh. That's Rabbi Dovel suggested that perhaps is the answer to Rabbi Kivega's kasha. Before we recite the Haggadah, we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the fact that he gave us the Torah. Baruch HaMokam Baruch Hu, Baruch Shenasim Torah Lam Yisrael Baruch Hu. This is in a certain sense a form of a Birchas HaTorah. Why are we reciting Birchas HaTorah? He said, when we woke up in the morning, we said Birchas HaTorah already. That covers all the learning that you're going to do all day long. Why do you have to recite again? So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that the din of Shulchan Aruch is that if a person comes into shul and he says Birchas HaTorah, came a little late, it's Monday or Thursday morning, or Shabbos, then they give him an aliyah right away. There used to be a fellow here in the neighborhood, he always walked into shul in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos. Is to listen to Kriyas HaTorah, daven Musa with us, then he always daven Shachris after Musa. Says Shulchan Aruch b'diyeved, if he daven Shachris after Musa, because in the Beis HaMikdash, he's supposed to bring the Tomei Shel Shachar first, but b'diyeved there's a Tosefta. If he brought Karbonis before the Tomei Shel Shachar, b'diyeved it's kosher. So the same thing, if he daven Shachris after Musa, b'diyeved yeyotze, b'lechatchila, supposed to come on time, not supposed to come. So says Shulchan Aruch, a guy walks into Shul, Kriyas HaTorah, he says Birchas HaTorah, then they give him an aliyah. So it says, he says again, Birchas HaTorah. I just said it, Mamash, half a minute ago. So it says, no. That Birchas HaTorah was for whatever he wants to learn. Daf Yomi, Yerushalmi, Mishnayis, Tanakh, Mavis, Sedra, whatever. When you get an aliyah, that's a specific form of Talmud Torah. You have to learn whatever the Takanas Chachamim is. You have to learn the Parshas HaShavuah, or the Kriya for Yontif, whatever it happens to be. So whenever there's a new specific form of Talmud Torah, then we are required to recite another Birchas HaTorah. In fact, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that Hagos Maimini, who says this idea, quotes that Rashi's practice used to be, Rashi used to come to shul early, he used to say Birchas HaTorah, he used to sit and learn Tanakh with Rashi, Gemara with Rashi, whatever you learn. And then the Minyan showed up, Rashi was a Yekeh, the Minyan showed up, and they say Birchas HaTorah after Mekadosh Shimcha Barabim, before Ezel Mekayman, before they say Karbonis. So Rashi said a second time Birchas HaTorah. What is there a second time? Because before it was Birchas HaTorah for Talmud Torah B'yochid. Now it's Talmud Torah B'rabim. It's a new form of Talmud Torah. We don't paskin like that Rashi, but a little bit we do. The guy walked in his shul, he says Birchas HaTorah, and then he gets an aliyah right away. He says again Birchas HaTorah, because that's how he did a new form of Talmud Torah. So eventually he pointed out the Rishonim say, Baruch Shenasan Tal Amisol Baruch Hu is a form of Birchas HaTorah. Why do we recite the new Birchas HaTorah? Because apparently the halacha was kaveya, probably the rabbanon, the halacha was kaveya, that Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim has to be fulfilled in a specific form of Talmud Torah, not just to tell the story. The Mishnah says, what's the specific form of Talmud Torah? You have to recite Parshas Mikra Bikurim, Arami Avidavi, Vidorish Kala Parshukula, and then give the comments of the Torah Shebal Peh on the Psukim and combine the Torah Shebal Peh with the Torah Shebichsav. That's not like Kriyas HaTorah that you have to learn Parshas HaShavua. It's not like the Birchas HaTorah in the morning. You say Yirach Hashem Yishmeracha, you say Kriya Shema, you say Daf Yomi, you learn whatever you want. It's miscellaneous. This is a specific form of Talmud Torah, combining drushes of Torah Shebal Peh with the Psukim of the Torah Shebichsav. Then the Baal HaGadol, we quote the passage from the Tanoim, Yochel Meirosh Chodesh. One might have thought perhaps that Tzipit Tzias Mitzrayim can be fulfilled any time from the beginning of Chodesh Nissan. Why would one think from the beginning of Chodesh Nissan? So the Nesivus writes in his HaGadol, in the Ma'ase Nissan HaGadol, probably because HaKadosh Baruch Hu declared HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim, Nissan was established by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Chodesh HaGeulah. That's why we leave at Tachnan, the whole month of Nisan. The whole month is considered, in a certain sense, a minor holiday, a Yantif. And the Gemara says, we accept the view, B'nissan Nigulu, B'nissan Hasidim Nigul. The Gula Hasidim will also take place in the month of Nisan. So one might have thought that there's a mitzvah to tell CPTS Mitzrayim any time in the month of Nisan. Starting from Rosh Chodesh, that's the Chodesh HaGula. Tamalayma Bayam Hahu. No, it has to be Dafka on a specific day in the month. When is that specific day? So it says, "Barbizel Hashem li b'tzeis Mitzrayim." Barbizel lo yamarti lebashar sheish matzah morah menochim lefanecha. The Gemara has a whole discussion in Menachos that whenever the word "zeh" appears in Tanakh, it refers to a thing that the people can see. When Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Vizel lachem atomeh," he said, "Which are the non-kosher animals?" So he picked up the animal and he showed it to him. Didn't just say, "You're not allowed to eat rabbits. You're not allowed to eat dinosaurs." He showed him every animal. It says Zayit Nukal Oyver Al Kudim. So the Gemara says Hakadosh Baruch Hu Shem Moshe Rabbeinu Amad Beir Shalish, because he said Zayit Hakadosh Lazalachem Hakadosh Baruch Hu Pashim Pshat Pasach Hakadosh Lazalachem means this month of Nisan, but you can't point to the month; it's not visible. The Gemara says, in addition to the simple translation Hakadosh Lazalachem, the month of Nisan is Rosh Chodesh, and it has an additional level of interpretation that when you see the moon at this size, then the Bezin should declare. Rosh Chodesh HaChodesh HaZeh refers to this size of the moon. And Zeh Ma'isa HaMenorah, Kodesh Baruch Hashem Moshe Rabbeinu, Menorah Shalesh, Zeh Kelev Yandeyu, the Gemara says, and Oz Yoshe, B'nei Yisrael saw Gilui Shechina, whatever it says Zeh. Here also it says, Babu Zeh, Asa Hashem Liv, it says Min Mitzrayim, Babu Zeh Lai Amati, Yalib Shosh Sheish Matzo Morah, Menachem Lefanach, you have to be able to pick something up and say, this is the mitzvah, and the reason why I have the mitzvah, Matzo Zeh Shonach Ma'al Shema, because there was Yitzias Mitzrayim. We really say two different Haggadahs. The Mishnah says, probably a Takanah with the Rabbanon, we have no Psukim for this, that when we tell the story of CPCS, you have to be Maschal B'Ginus and Messiah B'Shvach. What does that mean, Maschal B'Ginus and Messiah B'Shvach? Rabbi Yehuda Anasi edited the Mishnahs. So what does it mean, Maschal B'Ginus? The Gemara has a Machlokes, Rabbi Shmuel. They were both students of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. Two totally different suggestions what it means. So one of the Amoraim says, Avadim hayinu lefarmen sa'am v'yotzein Hashem in Mitzrayim v'yad chazaka maschal b'gnus v'misayim v'shar. The other one says, M'tchilo yabda v'edizar ho yabaseinu v'achsha kervona ha'mokam l'avay dosay. Totally two different pshotim. Why are you talking about M'tchilo yabda v'edizar? Doesn't it make more sense to say Avadim hayinu v'yotzein Hashem in Mitzrayim? Why should you talk about the fact that our ancestors, before the days of Avraham Avinu, used to worship Avodah Zarah? So they say in the name of Rav Elbel Soloveitchik that the Ramban writes in his commentary on Chumash that Sukkot is a yontif that lasts for 7 days, then you have Shmini Atzeres. Pesach is a yontif that lasts for 7 days in Eretz Yisrael, then you have Shavuos is 1 day. That's the Shmini Atzeres. That's why the Chazal referred to Shavuos as Atzeres, because it's really the Shmini Atzeres of the 7 day Yontif of Pesach, and the long period of Sfiras HaOmer is like a long Chalamoid connecting the Shmini Atzeres with the 7 days. Because, what is this all about? Because the whole purpose of Yitzhak Mitzrayim, Ani Hashem Alakechem, Shotzes Yeschem Eretz Mitzrayim, for what purpose? Beli Al No, Lias Lachem Lelakim. The purpose of Yitzhak Mitzrayim was to have Kabbalah Satur. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu from the very outset. But Tiachasam in Mitzrayim Tavnu Salakim Alaharazah. The purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim is to lead the Marmin HaSinai. So that's the Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. Which part of Yitzias Mitzrayim should be emphasized? Mascha B'Gnus and Messiah Mishrach? Should we talk about the Abdus, Abodim Ha'ina Ve'yatzien Hashem in Mitzrayim? Or should we talk about the Tachlis, the purpose of the Yitzias Mitzrayim, is in order to lead to the Maimon HaSinai? So that's Mitchila Abdi Abdus Ha'ayah Ve'yatzien Ve'achshe Kevan HaMokayim La'avay Dosay. It just, we mentioned, is very strange. How could there be a dispute between Rabbi Shmuel? What did Rabbi Yudan Nasi say? They were in his class. He taught them the Mishnayos. He was the editor of the Mishnayos. He wasn't the author of Mishnayos. Mishnayos existed before his time. He was the editor. So he didn't explain what it was. It's very strange. So we mentioned that the Iri on the, in the beginning of Bava Kamma points out such a strange thing. The first Mishnah says, Arbavus Nizikin Shor Bor Mava in Heaven. So there's Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel what the word Mava means. Whether Mava is a Ha'odim or Mava is a Hashem. So the Miri quoted by the Shetim Kubetz said, how can it be a Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel? What did Rabbi Yudan Nasi say? So he's trying to reconstruct. So he says what probably happened was the following. There must have been two old, there must have been a very old tradition, Arbavus Nezikin, eh? And there were two versions of this old tradition. So in some communities their version was that you count Odom as one of the four, Keren Shem V'Regel is counted as one. Shor means all three, Keren Shem V'Regel. Other communities had a tradition that Odom is not included. Arbavus Nezikin of Niske Momen, Odom is not included. And Mabe is Shein, and Shor is Keren. So Rabbi Yudan Nasi said there are two good traditions. So he picked the word Maveh, which could mean Shein or could mean Odom. He didn't want to take a stand. So he said, Abba Abbas Nezik, and he said, Maveh is one of them. So if you like your tradition, say your tradition. You like the other tradition. And the Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel simply is, which of the two traditions that Rabbi Yudan Nasi told them, which one makes more sense? And maybe that's what it's over here also. Otherwise, you don't understand. How could there be a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel? What it means, Maschah B'Gnus and Messiah Mishvach? What did Rabbi Yudan Nasi say? So maybe there were always two traditions. But bottom line, we say two Haggadahs. Many Mishnayim say, we say two Haggadahs. We say both Rav and Shmuel. Some Mishnayim say that it's not a machlekes, that the second one is adding on to the first one. But the Pasha Pshat is that we say both Haggadahs. Then we say, Baruch Shem HaHavtachas El Yisrael Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a haftocha to the Yovel. So Rav Avila Soloveitchik explains there is a Gemara in the middle of Masechet Shabbos where the Gemara says that there's a concept of Zchus Avos. Zchus Avos means I have someone in my class, I used to learn with his father, Becharusa. I am still friendly with his grandfather. So before the school year even begins, I like that student better than the others. Because he has a Zchus Avos. I knew his father, I know his father, I know his grandfather, whatever, that's Zchus Avos. So the Gemara says, Zchus Avos only goes so far. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. So he let their children and their grandchildren get away with all kinds of stuff that he would not let anybody else get away. But how many thousands of years, how many generations is going to keep on going with the Zchus Avos? We keep on angering HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we do Averis, and we do this, and we do that, we do crazy things. So the Gemara says, Zchus Avos already evaporated, no more Zchus Avos. So what keeps us going? So Gemara says, even though the Rabbeinu Tam says in Tosfos, on that Gemara and Shabbos, even though Zchus Avos Tamo, nonetheless, Bris Avos Loi Tamo. Kodesh Baruch Hu made a Bris. The Ramban writes on Chumash that a Bris means a Shvua, and a Shvua means Al Kol Panim. Under all circumstances, even if it's not reasonable. Kodesh Baruch Hu made a Haftoche, he made a Bris, he made a Shvua, he's going to take care of the Jewish people. So that's where we say, Baruch Shem HaHavtachas El Yisrael Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a Haftocha to the Ovis, to Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, and that's what keeps us going. The Zchus Avos already evaporated, but the Haftocha is what keeps us going. And then the next paragraph begins, V'hi Shom Dala V'Seinu V'Lanu. That Haftocha, V'hi Losh Nekeva, is referring back to the Haftocha that we started off the previous paragraph with. In elementary school, usually the teachers give you all kinds of gematrios, and Rashi Tevez wanted me, V'hi Shom Dala. But the Pasha Pshat, the Pshuta Hisham, they're referring back to the Haftocha, the Bris. What is the Hisham Dala Vaseinu V'lanu Shalechem B'chol Dover Dorom D'malein V'lechal Oseinu? We want to emphasize the fact that this story of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Avdus, is not ancient history. It's not something that happened, it happened several thousand years ago. There was anti-Semitism. I was born in the middle of the Second World War. The Jewish people never had such a shechita like the Second World War. The Nazis topped everything. Kamalnitsky, in every generation, there's always anti-Semitism. Now there's, all over the world, there's a lot of anti-Semitism. Somehow it's built into the world. So we're going to talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim and the bris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with our forefathers, because this is not ancient history. This is present history. This is past, present, and future. This goes on forever. The Gemara has a discussion, what is the correct name of Har Sinai? So sometimes it's referred to as Har Chorev, sometimes Har Sinai. So the Gemara has different suggestions. So one suggestion is that the real name is Har Chorev, and we call it Har Sinai as a nickname, Shemisham Yorda Sina La'olam. After Maimon Har Sinai, the Jews were chosen as the Am HaNivchar. That's the source of all of the anti-Semitism. Whatever the source is, it's built into the world. All the explanations that they give, the sociological explanations, every explanation contradicts the other explanation. Say because the Jews are rich, because the Jews are poor, because they're communists, because they're capitalists. All the terutzim contradict each other. All the terutzim are wrong. It's built into the world as anti-Semitism. There's anti-Semitism. So the story that we're telling on Pesach night about Avdus and being mean by Yanunu, being mean to the Jewish people, torturing the Jewish people, that's the history of the Jewish people. We say, Baruch Shem Abduchas V'Sarach HaShakadosh Baruch Chishe V'Sakeitz. What do you mean? He calculated the Keitz. What do you mean Chishe V'Sakeitz? So they say the name of Rabel Bala Salvechik, that the Medrash asks a question. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu by the Bris Pinam story, Yodeh Teda Kigei Yozarach Beretz Lailahem Balvod Amin Osm Arba Meir Shonah. It wasn't Arba Meir Shana. It wasn't, the Jews were not in Egypt for Arba Meir Shana. So there are two different Midrashim give two totally different answers. One Midrash says, Ger Yizaracha starts from Leilas Yitzchak. Yitzchak was Zera Avram. Yishmael was not called, he was a Ben Avram, but he wasn't Zera. Tosfos in Yevamos points out that Zera only applies to Zera Kosher, not to Zera Pasul, and applies to Bnei Bonim also. Zera is like a seed. You plant the seed from an apple, it's going to grow an apple tree. Then the apple, that apple is going to have a seed. You plant, going to bite the apple tree. Zera is only Zera Kosher. It's exactly the same as the original apple tree. And it goes Li'olam Vod. Zera, Zera, Zera is also included in Zera, unless you have a pasuk to say otherwise. Bain means a biological child, even if it's a Bain Pasul. Even if it's a Bain Pasul. And it doesn't refer to Bnei Bonim, not necessarily, unless you have a Ribuy, but even Bnei Bonim. Zera Tzisol was given to Avram. Zarecha Tenes Oretz Azaz. Zera Avram. Zera Avram was Yitzchak. Yishmael was Zera Apostle. He wasn't Jewish. So Yishmael and the other Esav was not Zarech Eten Esaretz Azaz. It's only Yitzchak, only Yankif, only the Shvatim. That's the Zera. So the one Medrash, asks, where were the 400 years? So the one Medrash answers that the 400 years begin from late as Yitzchak. Geriyah Zarech Beres Lelohem. Yitzchak was Zera Avram. And from the time of Leidas Yitzchak till Yetzias Mitzrayim was 400 years. Then there's another Medrash gives a totally different answer, that the Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Goyzer Avadum, they should make the Jewish people work, but not to work so hard. They tortured them, they made them work so hard, that there was such a Koshi Hashibud, even though they worked less than they were in Eretz Mitzrayim for 210 years. They made them work so hard, it was the equivalent of 400 years worth of work. So these are two totally different answers. So which, how do they jive together? So they say from Rabbi Elbow Soloveitchik, no, there were two gzeiros. There was Ger Yezarach Beretz Lelohem, Arba Meir Shana. Beinu Osem Arba Meir Shana. We'll be gerim for 400 years, Beretz Lelohem, and we will have suffering for 400 years. Beinu Osem Arba Meir Shana. So the Koshi Hashibu is Mashlem, that's the equivalent of 400 years worth of labor, of slave labor. Avod Beinu Osem. And the latest Yitzchak was 400 years of Ger Yizarach Beretz Lelohem. So that's why we say the 400 years of Koshi Hashibud could have ended 10 years later. It could have ended 10 years before. So we say, now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chishev V'Sakeitz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calculated that they should both end at the same time. Lemaisa wasn't exactly the same time. The Gemara says that for a whole year, for a year before Yetzias Mitzrayim, or from the Rosh Hashanah before Yetzias Mitzrayim, they didn't make the Jews work anymore. From starting from Rosh Hashanah until Pesach, I think half a year, they already didn't make him work, because the 400 years of Koshi Hashibud was over before, and the 400 years of Ger Yizarach took a little longer till they had the Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Mishnah says that there was a Takanas Atanaim, Takanas Anshei Knesset Hagdola, we should recite Arami Avodavi Parshas Mikra Bikurim, and we should give a running commentary over the Torah Shebaal Peh. So the Tanoim give the commentary, Arami Oved Ovi. It's quite an interpretation, the Torah Shabbal Peh. Lavan Harami wanted to destroy my forefather. That's the Ibn Ezra doesn't learn that that's Pashim Pshat, but that's how the Torah Shabbal Peh interprets Pshat. Arami Oved Ovi. Lavan Bikesh Lakaris HaKol. Where do you see that Lavan Bikesh Lakaris HaKol? Then it's the asks. Where does it say in Chumash that Lavan wanted to wipe out the Jewish people? So the Pashim Pshat is, because Lavan was upset that Yaakov Avinu snuck out and he ran away. He said, why don't you come back? We're all going to live together in peace and harmony. Live together with peace and harmony with love, and that'll be the end of the Jewish people. So he wanted Lakaris HaKol. He wanted to do, he didn't want to wipe out the Jews. He wanted to wipe out the Jewish religion. That's what it means. Love and Bikish Lakaris HaKol. We give the Rani commentary on the Psukim, the comments of the Torah Shabbal Peh. So he said, Vayerid Mitzrayim Onos HaPi HaDibur. He didn't want to go on his own. Yaakov Avinu would not leave Eretz Yisrael. He got a tzivu, he got a nevuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has to leave Eretz Yisrael. Klal Yisrael has to be together. So since Yosef HaTzadik had to be in Egypt, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a nevuah, you have to go down to Egypt to be together. Otherwise, he would not have wanted to leave Eretz Yisrael. Then we said, Vayogav Shom Alam Yisholoi Yaakov Avinu Lishtakeh B'Mitzrayim Alalogav Shom. When the Jews live in Chutz Loretz, we should have the attitude that it's only temporary. Sefer Hasidim says that you're not allowed to build a brick home in Chutz Loretz. You can buy a brick home, but a Jew is not allowed to build a palace as if he's here for good. You can build a brick yeshiva or build a brick Beis HaKnesses, because the Gemara Megillah has a tradition. Hasidim bat the Knesses bat the Midrash Shebe Bavel. All the shuls and all the yeshivas and Chutz Loretz will be nikva and Eretz Yisrael somehow. So whatever you build for shuls or yeshivas, that's an investment in Eretz Yisrael. But to build a private home, it's supposed to be logosham. You're not supposed to show that you're here lehishtakeya. The opening pasuk in Chumash Shmos says, Ele Shmos Ben Yisrael, Haboim Mitzrayma. What do you mean, Haboim? The Chumash was written centuries after, way later, after they came down to Mitzrayim. It means the whole time that they stayed in Mitzrayim, it was Haboim, as if they were greener, as if they just came. They didn't feel comfortable there. They felt that they don't belong, and they have to go back to Eretz Yisrael. He said, "Bahisham l'goyim alam shayisol mitzu yarem sham." The Jews look different from everybody else. You could tziyunim means to notice. You could identify this person as a Jew. The Medrash says they were worshiping Avodah Zarah. The Yamsuf didn't want to split. The Yamsuf said, "Why should I split? Halal of the Avodah Zarah, halal of the Avodah Zarah. Why should I let the Jewish people go on the dry land and I should drown them in Mitzrayim?" They're all worshipping Avodah Zarah. But even though they were worshipping Avodah Zarah, they weren't keeping too many mitzvahs. We had B'damayach Hayi, we had the schus of Mitzvahs Milan, they had the schus of Korban Pesach, we had the two mitzvahs we did, that's the Gansa Maisa, but still, they maintained their national identity as Jews. When you live in Chutz Loretz, it's very important to observe the nationalistic mitzvahs, Shalashin Shmam, Lashayna, Malbush. When you live in Eretz Yisrael, not so important to speak Ivrit. You're living in Eretz Yisrael anyway. When you live in Eretz Yisrael, you have to keep Shabbos and Kashrus and Taras HaMishpach. You live in Chutz Loretz, that's the Meshech Chachma explained. You live in Chutz Loretz, the nationalistic mitzvahs, you will maintain your identity. Vayisham Begoy, Shayisham Mitzuyanim Sham. To maintain identity, you have to be more makbin in Chutz Loretz on Pasakum and on Bishulakum and on Stam Yenam. These are all Mishum Chasnas, so we shouldn't intermarry. Someone told me that in a recent issue of Vayareu Asana HaMitzrim, the Torah Shabbal Peh has an interpretation. The Pashup Shat, we usually use some Vayareu Asana, the Mitzrim were mean to us. So the Baal HaGadah said, it does mean that. Vayareu Asana HaMitzrim means that they accused us of being evil. They said, we are not faithful. Like today, they say the Jews in America have dual loyalty. We're too loyal to Medina Yisrael. Halabai, we would be loyal to Medina Yisrael. We're not loyal to the American. Jews are not loyal. They said that we are Ra. The Jews are out to overthrow the government. That's how the Torah Shabbal Peh interprets. What is the Torah Shabbal Peh interpreting? So in the Nesivah says Haggadah, he quotes the Ramban HaChumash that the Jews never really davened in Egypt. They were moaning and groaning and krechtzing, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his absolute kindness, considered it as if they had davened. We never davened. So the drush of the Torah Shebal Peh is that you shouldn't understand by Nitzak Al Hashem Elokeh Aviseinu Kipshuto. It doesn't mean that we daven. Kimosh and Emma, the Pasuk says, Vayonchem and Esol Men Avoida, Vayizoku, Vatal Shavos and Melhu Elokimin Ho Avoida. Kodesh Bochu in his kindness considered the krechzing, the moaning, and the groaning as if we had daven. But the truth of the matter was we never really daven. These are all the drushes of the Torah Shebal Peh to interpret the psukim of the Mikra Vikur, of the Arami Ovid Ovid. Rabbi Gamliel makes the statement, Kol Shalom HaShlosh of Dorim Ha'ed with Pesach Lo Yotza Yidei Chai Vosoi, he's not Yotze, his mitzvah. Which mitzvah is he not Yotze? So the Poshe Pshat is the way the Rambam learns. He's not Yotze in the mitzvah of Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim. The correct way to fulfill Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim is by explaining all the mitzvahs halayla. It should be Sipa L'Acherim, to speak to others, L'Chatchila. And the other person should ask a question, why do we eat Pesach? Why do we eat Matzah? Why do we eat Mor? Why do we have the Sebin? Why do we have our Bekaisis and so on? Why do we do all those mitzvahs? And the way to fulfill Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim by giving the answers to the mitzvahs halayla. L'Yotze Dechavosa, he's not fully Yotze in the mitzvah of Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Ramban has a fantastic chiddush. Yotze Dechavasa means it's not Yotze in the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. That the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, the mitzvah of matzah, is incomplete unless you explain why. Why you're eating the matzah. This is a mechudish dikim shat. But the pashup shat is really the way it says in the Rambam. Yotze Dechavasa is not Yotze the mitzvah of Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim. We continue to say b'chol dor v'dor chayvonim liris esatz mekilu yotzim in Mitzrayim. In every generation we have an obligation on Pesach night, all year long not. On Pesach night we have the obligation to develop the attitude as if we just left Mitzrayim. As if we left Mitzrayim. Because we feel as if we just left Mitzrayim, so after we recite Halal b'shas ha-Yeshua. There's Halal zechel ha-Nes. Ha-Nes happened on Chanukah. So we say Halal Zechel Nes, and then it's Halal B'Shas Nes, Halal B'Shas HaYeshua, like Oz Yashir. We learn out from the fact that the Chumash records the Shira Sayam, Oz Yashir, we learn out that that's the correct thing to do. On Pesach night, Chayvarim Lirsan Tzikir Yotzim in Mitzrayim, Lefichanach Nachayavim LaHalel, that's why we have an obligation to recite Halal. And then we say, V'Naim Alafan of Shira Chadosho. Tosis and Arab Psachim points out there two gilses in the Mishnah. What do you say? Naim alafan of Shir Chadosh, Naim alafan of Shir Chadosha. What's the difference between Shir Chadosh and Shir Chadosha? So Tosis quotes a medrash that when a woman has a baby, the husband is very happy. He didn't go through the labor. For him, it's gevaldik. And the wife is a little bit happy, she has a baby, but then she's suffering, she went through labor. I remember, I think, yeah. So Taisus quotes this medrash, that Shir Chadosh is like the husband. Loshen Zoch, Shir Chadosh. Shir Chadosh is on the Gulu Hasida, that there isn't going to be any more tzoris after that. That'll be the medrash says that there are 10 shiras described in Tanakh. 9 in the past, and 1 is in the future. The 9 in the past are Loshen Ekev Shira. And the one in the future is Beloshen Zocha because Ein Achareha Tzora. So Shira, like Oz Yashem Oseh, Shira Hazayis, Shira Saber, everything is Shira. Loshen Nekeva, like the woman who has the baby, she's very happy, but they went through a lot of pain. There's going to be more pain to come. So the question is, do you say, V'noimar Lafanav Shir Chadosh? We say, we will. How do you say, V'noimar or V'ne'emar? So in Shulchan Aruch it says it should depend. But Naima, the day will come that we will say Shir Chadosh. But if you say Shir Chadosh, oh, so that's not going to be lost in love. But then you should say V'nema Lefonav Shir Chadosh. At the time that Yeshua happened, we said the Shir Chadosh. The question is that we say half and half. We say V'Naima Lefonav, then we say Shir Chadosh. If you say V'Naimar, then you say Shir Chadosh. Isn't that a contradiction? So they say from Adol V'Salavetchik, again, the pshat is, we're not talking about lasid lover. What's going to be lasid lover? That's nishmas kol chayt debarach. That's about lasid lover. The day will come that all of mankind will experience the gula hasid, and they'll all praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the whole world will accept the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The noyim alafana means we're going to say now. B'chol dor v'dor chayvarim liyosatzim kiliyotzim mitzrayim lefich anach nachayavim lahalel. So now we're going to say Shira Chadasha. There's still going to be more tzaras to come. We're not holding by the Shira Chadash yet. Nam Malafonav doesn't mean Lasi Lava, we will say. We're going to say right now. Right now is not yet the Gula Asidus. We're going to say Vinoy Malafonav now, Shira Chadasha. That's what we assume. The Balamoy writes that the Iker, the main part of the Halal, is the part of the Halal that's recited after the meal. It's Halal B'Shasa Yeshua. So he quotes the Gemara in the end of Tainus, Maseches Tainus, where the Gemara has an expression, Einam Halal El Al Keres Maleya B'Nefesh Seveya. You have to eat a good meal and then you'll be in a happy mood to sing the Halal. We say a little bit of Halal before the meal to be kaveh. The Suda is the Suda's Haidoya. How much of the Halal they say before? So that's a machlokes b'shamei b'shilul in the Mishnah. B'shamei say you only say the first chapter until Ema Bonim Smecha Halal Luka, and we follow b'shilul that we say the first two chapters. But the main part of the Halal is really after. You better go down Ma'ariv, no? Okay, you have a choice. You want to daven Ma'ariv now? Or should I continue on daven Ma'ariv later? How many people interested in davening Ma'ariv now? Okay, so we'll make another minyan. Okay. Okay. So we say, we follow Basil, that we say the first two chapters of the Halal before just to be kaveh the Suda as the Suda Soidore. The Mishnah says that Pesach Rishon requires halal b'shas shchitas ha-pesach in the Beis HaMikdash and requires halal b'shas achila. So the commentaries explain, doesn't mean b'shas achila, as you're chewing the korban pesach. Not a lot of talk in the middle of eating. Means you say half of the halal before, half of the halal after. And you sandwich the meal, you sandwich the korban pesach in the middle of all of the halal. So that's called the sudas hoidoya. That's halal b'shas achilos. Then the Mishnah has a machloikas, what seems to be a machloikas, Rav Tarfon and Rav Akiva. What is the text of the bracha for the koisheni? Rav Tarfon says, "Hashem yalana v'golas avasenim imitzayim higyanu alayla zeh lachal by pesach matzah umor." Then Rabbi Kiva sounds like he disagrees, and he says, "No, you have to add on kenesh emelkeni yagiyenu, etc." So the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayos, it's not a machlekes. Rav Tarfon was a much older contemporary of Rabbi Kiva. He's telling you what the nusach of the bracha used to be. Bizman shabes hamikdash hayekayim. Gemara Nerechen tells that Reb Tarfon used to say other things in his Man Abayis. Rabbi Kiva also lived through the Churban Abayis, but he was younger. So his Man Abayis, it was a bracha k'tzar. He says, "Shel Gyalano, Kolas Avsenim Mitzrayim Higyon Olaylas Alechol by Pesach Matzah Umor." Amen. That's the end of the bracha. Rabbi Kiva is changing the nusach for after the Churban Abayis. You don't say Higyon Alechol by Pesach. You just say Higyon Alechol by Matzah Umor. Then you have a tefillah and a bakosha al hasid. They should come that we should eat the korban pesach. And then the Rambam explains because you have two different themes in the bracha. You have a hoidoya l'sha'over and a bakosha al hasid. So that's called the bracha arucha. And the bracha arucha has to be chosem is bebaruch. That's why you conclude baruch ato Hashem goal Yisra. So that's what the Rambam says. It's not really a machlek zerb tarfin Rabbi Akiva. Talking about two different generations. The Gemara has in the end the last daf himself, and the Gemara has a machloek in Satanoim. How are you supposed to do the zrikas adam of the korban mizbech? Do you do b'shvicha? Do you hold the klisharis next to the mizbech and you pour the dam on the yisod on the bottom? On top, the upper half of the mizbech was only by chatas, oilas oif, chatas beima, and all the other korban, the zrikas adam was the lower half of the mizbech. So one tan is of the opinion, you pour the dam b'shvicha close to the mizbech. The other Tana says, no, you do zvika, you hold the cup a little bit far away, and you throw, and you zorik the dam on the mizbech. So it's a machlekes hatanoim, but the korban pesach, you do zvika sadam, shvicha sadam. So we say, the day should come, nechol sham min asochem min apsochem, ashe yagi adamam. So absolutely, we don't want to get involved in the machlekes. We don't say shvicha, we don't say zvika. The dam will be on the mizbech. Yagi adamam al kim mizbechacha. Why do we say liratzon? What's the significance of liratzon? So in the Sefer Emek Bracha, he has an interesting comment that the Netziv writes in his commentary on Chumash, and he writes in his tshuva about the Shemitah b'zman hazeh. He writes that there's a Sefer Kafta Baferach that was written by one of the Rishonim. The whole group of Balei HaTosfos went on Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. In the Sefer Kafka Ferach, he writes that in an earlier generation, there was a discussion, maybe they should make a Mizbech and bring Karbonis. So what Karbonis were they considering being Makrav on the Mizbech? So the Netziv claims, this is a Chiddush, it doesn't really say it, the Netziv claims it was the Meduba was only on Korban Pesach. They were never talking about Tmidim on Mesach. And he says, why? Because the Pasuk says in the Teichecha, in the Chukaisai, I will destroy the Beis HaMikdash and I will not be interested in smelling the aroma of the Karbonis. So the Gemara says, from this pasuk you see that the Beis HaMikdash was kitchel oselove. The Kedusha remained even after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. How do you see that? Because it says, Vahashimoisi first and then Mikdashechem. It's called a Mikdash even after you destroyed it. That means I will destroy what used to be a Beis HaMikdash. After I'll destroy it, it won't be a Beis HaMikdash. How do you see that it's still called the Beis HaMikdash even after it's destroyed? So the Netziv says he doesn't think that it's based on the Seder. The verb Hashimoisi precedes Mikdashechem even after Hashmama. Adain heim b'kdushosam afal b'shem shomeimen. That's not the right. No, they rise for the next race. Hashimoisi says Mikdashechem, I will destroy the Beis HaMikdash. So then you would think there's nothing to discuss. No, Beis HaMikdash can't bring Karbonah. No, then the Pasuk says, and I'm not interested in you volunteering. After the Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed, don't do me any favors. I don't want to smell your karbonos. What do you mean I'm not interested? If there's no Beis HaMikdash, you can't bring karbonos. So the pasuk implies, no, it's really kitchel asilah, but the mokum has kedusha. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and I'm angry at you. So don't do me any favors, don't bring any karbonos. So the Netziv says, from all the karbanas that are mentioned on Chumash, you have a chattas and an oshem and an oilo and a shlamim and everything. Everything says reach nechach, except for Korban Pesach. You got to know Chumash for that. Except for Korban Pesach. So he says that curse that the Rabbanu Shlom said, v'lo yareach v'reach nechachachem, only goes on all the karbanas except for Korban Pesach. So the only havamina that the Rishonim had to be makrav korban is banazep. There's no Beis HaMikdash. Just can assume kitchel osulav, the makam has kedusha and yamildam is beach. But the Rabbanu Shalom said, don't do me any favors. So don't do me any favors means, don't bring karbanas that are supposed to be l'reach nechach. Korban Pesach never said that it's l'reach nechach. So the only havamina was to discuss bringing a Korban Pesach. So that's why if kitchel osulavet, there would be a possibility to bring a Korban Pesach b'zman hazeh. So that's what the Emek Brocha says. We say, we hope we'll live to see the day that we'll bring karbanas in the Beis HaMikdash. If there is a Beis HaMikdash, then it is Reach Nechayach. If there's no Beis HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, don't do me any favors, I don't want any Reach Nechayach. But we want to bring the Korban Pesach with the Beis HaMikdash, everything should be L'Ratzon, should be L'Reach Nechayach. After the benching is over, we drink the third cup of wine. The tour has a machlekes with his brother, Rabbi Yehuda ben Arash, whenever you bench ala kos. So the benching is really over at the Yolam HaYichasreinu, and all the harachmans are minik hagonim that was added later. So Rabbi Yehuda thought that you're not allowed to, all year long, when you bench, you're not allowed to be mafsik, let's say, Sheva Brachas, whenever you bench ala kos, you're not allowed to be mafsik in between the Birchas Hamoz and the Bar Pi Agafen. So you should say the Olam Ayichasvein and say Bar Pi Agafen right away. So the Torah says, nah, it's okay. You can add on to the Bracha Tov HaMeitiv. They added on Gimel HaTovus and Gimel Gemulas. They added on a lot of things. So we add on all our Rachmans. We add on all our Rachmans, it's okay. It's an extension of the Birchas HaMazon. Yeah, but once you finish the whole Birchas HaMazon and it's all over, then you shouldn't be mapsik before you say Bar Pi Agafen. So many of the Haggadahs, the Hasidim smuggled in, Hidim Mukhan Mazumah, Lakayim Mitzvah, Koshlishi. He's not allowed to say that after the Birchas HaMazon, before Bar Pi Agafen, his mom is a hefsik. The Tua's brother thought you shouldn't even say Harachmans before Bar Pi Agafen. So that, most people follow the Tua. That since, if you say Harachmans all year long, some people don't always say Harachmans. Some people are in such a rush to come back to the Beis Medrash to learn. So they abridge the benching. They don't want to lose a minute. So on Pesach night, they should say Bar Pi Agafen right away after the Olam HaYichasreinu. Those who say Arachmans all the time religiously, they say all the Arachmans. So the Torah says, okay, it's an extended it's an extension of the Birchas Hamazon, so it's not a hefsek. But to say hidden in the Mukhan Mizum, it really doesn't fit at all. Same thing at the Kosh Sheni. Say Baruch Atah Hashem Goal Yisrael. Then they have printed hidden in the Mukhan Mizum l'kayim Kosh Sheni. That's not the time to say hidden in the Mukhan Mizum. You should say before the bracha, Asher Gi'olanu. Then we say the second half of the Hallel, according to the Balamor, it's the more important half of the Hallel. And we conclude with Nishmas Kol Chai Tevorach HaShimcha, the day should come that all of mankind will recognize Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chein Tein Pachtecha, that's the theme of Malchus, all of mankind will recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why do we speak about this on Pesach night? So that you can explain, because Moshe Rabbeinu was told the Nevuah that there's going to be Al-Gula Hasidah before Yitzhias Mitzrayim. He asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what is your name? So he said, Eke Asher Eke. That's one of the Zayin Shemis. Shein and Nimchokim. The Rashi quotes from the Medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will be with them, Begol Azu, and I will be with them, Lasi Lava, until they have the Gula Hasidah. So Moshe Rabbeinu was told before Gula Mitzrayim that not only will there be a Gula Mitzrayim, there will be a Gula Hasidah as well. That's why Pesach night, when we celebrate the Gula Mitzrayim, we speak about the Gula Hasidah, saying, Nishmas Kol Chai, the day will come that all of mankind will praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when they'll all accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why we say Shvach HaMos Chalagayim, when we say these Apsukim from Tilim, say Shvach HaMos Chalagayim, it's not fair. You're holding up the Gula Hasidah because in Thailand they're worshipping Avodah Zarah, because in India they're worshipping Avodah Zarah. Wipe them off the face of the earth and bring the Gula Hasidah already. If most of the people do recognize I don't think most of the nations of the world recognize Malchus Hashem, but we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not fair that you're holding up the Gula Hasidah because of a couple of nations or of the Avodah Zarah. Shvach HaMos Chalagayim, get rid of them and bring already the Gula Hasidah. Then in the Hallel that we recite after the meal, the Mefarshim explain on the Pasuk HaShamayim Shamayim LaShem V'Horetz Nasan L'Bnei Adam, that in heaven HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Hashgacha Pratis to the extent that he wants. V'Horetz Hamas Hashgacha Pratis is there on earth, that's up to us. The closer one is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the more Hashgacha Pratis there will be. Further away one is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the less Hashgacha Pratis there will be. This is both L'Toiva and L'Ro, the Tava L'Mutav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu medaktikim tzadikav kuchut asayra. If a tzadik does a slight aver, he's going to be punished more than a benani. Moshe Rabbeinu was punished, we don't know exactly what his sin was. The Rechaim HaKumish has 10 different suggestions from the Mefarshim HaKumish, and after all the 10 suggestions, we still don't know what the aver was. But whatever the aver was, it was on the Madrega Moshe Rabbeinu, that was considered an aver. So that's Lero. That there's more Hashgacha Pratis on one is closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he'll be punished for Medaktik and Sadikat Kuchut Asaira if he sneezes wrong. Then on the other hand, Ragli Hasidov Yishma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will go out of his way to save the Tzadik, even in an unusual fashion, in a way where the Benini will not be saved. So the Hashgacha Pratis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exercises in this world really depends on us. Or it's Nasan of Nei Adam. The Malbim explains like that. It's us. It's up to us to determine how much Hashgacha Pratis we're going to have. Then we say, La'emesi mehal luko. V'lo kol yordei duma. Duma is the Malach HaMemuna al HaMesim. A lot of people have a usually non-religious Jews, have a very poor understanding of what Judaism is all about. They think the whole Judaism consists of Shiva, Kaddish, Yiska, Yartzai. That's the whole religion. There were of the Avodah Zarah who were fascinated with birth and with death. Taisus in Masech Avodah Zarah quotes, when they used to rent homes to non-Jews, so they'd bring in a pesel, they'd bring in a lilim, when a baby would be born, or someone would die. In our religion, we stay away from death. It's one of the mitzvahs to sit shiva, okay? Lo yitama is a mitzvah of kavod habrias. You even have to show Kavod HaBrias to the dead people, but more so to the living people. Kavod HaChaim is more important than Kavod HaMeisim. The Gemara says in Ksubis, in the second paragraph, when there's a conflict between Kavod HaChaim and Kavod HaMeisim, Kavod HaChaim takes precedence. Our religion does not revolve about death. We stay away from death. Kohanim have a Kedusha, not allowed to be Metamei LaMeisim. It's not that. It's the higher level, highest level of Kedusha, you deal with the dead people. It's a big mitzvah to be on a chevek kaddisha because most people don't want to do that chesed shalemes. But lo ha'meisim mehaluka. They have the story about the Vilna Goyen that after his father died, he visited the cemetery, and then he had a dream that his father's neshama had nachas ruach that he came to visit, but he should know that it had a kilkel on his own neshama. When he visited the cemetery, it had a bad effect on his neshama. So that was it. He never went again to the cemetery. And that was the people from Valozhin carried on the traditions from the Vilna Goyen, and the Soloveitchik family, their practice used to be that they never visited the Beis HaKvaris. They never visited their parents' graves, because the Vilna Goyen said it has a bad effect. We stay away from the mason. We're not so interested in that's. It's an insignificant part of our religion. We even show kavod to the mason, but it's not that our religion revolves about death at all. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu after Kish Masham is called Tachnona Kihita Oz Nali V'Yamakra Pashe Pshat is that he leans over and he listens with his ear. So there's some of the Mefarshim in the big Siddur, in the Oitzah Tefillah, I think they say they told it to the Vilna Goyen, he liked the Pshat, Ki Yisto Oznali means you have a Kaf Moznayim, you have a scale. And the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, in the first Perek, HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts the Avoinus on one scale, and the Mitzvahs, the Schusim on one scale, and the Avoinus on the other scale. And if it's even, so he'll put his finger on the scale, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will cheat, he'll put his finger on that scale that has the Mitzvahs, and the that's called Mata Klapi Chesed. Kodesh Baruch Hu will cause the mitzvahs to outweigh the others. So that's what some of the Farshim translate, Kihita Oznai Li, he tips this Kaf HaMoznayim L'Toivosi. It's Mata Klapi Chesed. He turns his ear also, but maybe Pshuta Shomikra really means he's Mata the Kaf HaMoznayim L'Toivosenu. I remember when I was a little boy, my great uncle wanted me to say a Dvar Torah. My great uncle came from Montreal, said a Dvar Torah. So I told him something about the Kama, whatever. I was learning, I was 10 years old. Nah, that's not a Dvar Torah. Tell him what I was learning, Chumash, that's not a Dvar Torah. You have to get the Gematria, Rosh Hashanah, something sharp. So my father told my mother, oh, that's a Gezokta Dvar Torah. So my father told him, there's a Sefer Pninim Yikarm has all these Vertlach on Chumash. The Pnini Mikram has Evan Masar Bonim Haisol the Rosh Pina. Evan is a Rosh Tevis Nasa Odom Mitzalmenu. That's referring to Odom. Evan Masar Bonim, the Malochim said, we don't hold from B'nai Odom. But Malochim asked Rabbi Shalom, what are you going to create human beings for? The Kula Sheker. So even though the Malochim despised man and they recommended HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not create man, but we reached tremendous heights, Haisol the Rosh Pina. How come we reach the heights? Because of Pina. Pina is a Rosh Tevis. Pesach Tiftach Nosen Titan Hanek Tanik. If a person gives a lot of tzedakah, then he can be zeichet to attain tremendous heights. My uncle, my great uncle liked it. That's a Dvar Torah. We say all the time in Dan Kel Hashem Bayar Alonu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us illumination. What is he giving us illumination of? We always say in the davening, somebody psukim in Tanakh like that. So the Gemara has in Bab Mitzia comment on the pasuk in Baruch Nafshi, Toshes Choshech Vihi Loilo, Boisimers Kol Chaisa Yoar. So the Gemara says, Toshes Choshech Vihi Loze, Ho'el Manzesh Adoyma Lolaila. This world is like, it's like dark at night. What does it mean, dark at night? So the Mesil Sisham explains, when it's dark, you can make two types of mistakes. You'll see a person and think that it's a lamppost. You see a lamppost, you think that it's a person. You see a mitzvah, you think that it's an aver. You see an aver, you think it's a mitzvah. These people think that the Yom Ha'atzmaut is the greatest day in the world. The other people think you have to observe Avelis. You have to say Kinnis. It's the most tragic day. A lot of things are very unclear. We're not sure. These people think the euthanasia is a big mitzvah. The other people think euthanasia is scandalous. How can you kill a person? Mercy killing, how can you do that? So we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'hoi Reneinu B'sorosach Kel Hashem B'yor Alonu. By learning Torah, this will illuminate the whole world, and it won't be a cheshka soil mazeh. The only way to have Peorah is to illuminate Torah. That's what it says. Kener mitzvah b'torah or. In the cheshka soil mazeh, so whenever you do a mitzvah, it gives a little illumination, like a little candle. When a person learns Torah, that's like a torch. That's a Gemara in Nozir. The Gemara in Saita. When you do a mitzvah, it gives a little bit of illumination, and it doesn't last for so long, a candle. But learning of Torah is Torah Or gives much more illumination, like a torch, and it's more lasting than a little candle. And the Medrash is bothered with Akasha. In that pasuk, it says, Ner mitzvah b'Torah Or, the learning Torah gives illumination like a torch, Or is a torch, as opposed to a Ner is a candle. But the other pasuk says, Ner l'ragli d'varecha b'Or l'nisivasi. It says, Limanat Torah is Ner l'ragli, it's only like a candle. So how come over there it says, Torah Or, Torah is like a torch? So the Medrash answers, the Yalkut Shimon answers, it's not a steer. When a person walks into the base Medrash the first day, he can't tell you what's the Jewish position on birth control and disarmament and everything in the world. When he starts learning, it's Nele Ragli Devarach, that's another candle. But when you start learning, and then one thing leads to another, and then he gets illumination and another thing, and then the Medrash has the expression, Akol Ashar Niftochem, all the gates open up, and all the gates open up, and the person learns a lot, then the Orlin Isivasi starts off, Nele Ragli Devarach, Liman HaTorah starts off as a candle, but then it develops to become Orlin Isivasi. That's why we need a lot of He'orin, Olam Hazeh, that we shouldn't suffer with the Cheshkas Olam Hazeh. In the Halal, we mention, the Gemara points out there are two psukim, where the psukim, Sarav Yogan Emtsa V'Shem Hashem Ekra. Then the other pasuk says, Kosh Yeshua Sesa V'Shem Hashem Ekra. The Gemara says, "Tzar v'yogan emtzo chay v'adam l'varach ala rok v'shem shem v'varach ala teiva." V'shem Hashem Eker, we recite a bracha. We recite a bracha when it's kosh Yeshua sesa, when things are wonderful, when there's a teiva, and when things are tragic and it's terrible and it's a disaster. Tzar v'yogan emtzo v'shem Hashem Eker. So that's what the Mishnah is based on, that pasuk, chay v'adam l'varach ala rok v'shem shem v'varach ala teiva. But the Gemara asks the question: how can you say kishem? What are you going to say? Just like you say a bracha on potatoes, so do you say a bracha when you eat chicken. But it's not the same bracha on potatoes, it's ha'adam, on chicken it's ha'akom. You don't say kishem shem mevorcham on potatoes, kach mevorcham ala chicken. Why do you say kishem shem mevorcham ala teiva, kach mevorcham ala ro? When a wonderful thing happens, you say a teiva meitim. When a tragedy occurs, you say baruch dayinu emes. Why does it say kishem? So the Gemara answers in the end of brachas, it doesn't mean you say the same text of the bracha. The text of the bracha should correspond to what your perception is. If it seems to be a tragedy, then you have to say the nusach dayin ha'emes. If it seems to be a toiva, then you say a toiva meit. Kishay means you're supposed to recite dayin ha'emes b'simcha. When you recite the bracha over a tragedy, it's very difficult, but the person should be in a state of simcha. He should have emunah to kol ma'adavi rachmona l'tavavi. You should have the emunah that everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is l'tayva. Not that it's going to turn out ultimately l'tayva. No, that it is l'tayva now. If you're going through the raw, it's very hard. The Jews who suffered under the hands of the Nazis, the Jews who suffered, who were tortured to death, it's very hard. We didn't suffer, so it's easier for us to have emunah, but the people who suffered, it's very hard. But that's what the Gemara says. The person is supposed to recite the bracha of Dayin Ha'emes in a state of simcha with emunah, that it's really l'tayva. The Gemara says, Bo'elam Azeh, we have two brachas. Sometimes we say Dayin Ha'emes, sometimes we say Ateva Meitiv. And Lasi Lova, it's a Gemara in Psochem and Daf Mem Tes. Lasi Lova will always say Ateva Meitiv. We'll never say, because the perception will be that everything is l'tayva. Not like now. The perception is that this is a tragedy, but we have emunah that it's really l'tayva. The Lossi Lover, the perception will be that it's really L'Toyva. Ayalakim is Kol HaShorosa V'hinei Toyv Miyot. So the Medrash quotes Rav Meir, Toyv Zahachayim Tov Miyot Zahamovis. Tov Miyot Zahamovis. A young person dies, it's a tragedy. An old person dies, okay. My father died at the age of 94, okay. So the world doesn't come to an end. A young person dies, it's a tragedy. So how do you say Toiv zahachayim tov miyot zahamovas? So the Mefarshim explained, Bayar al-kim is kol asherosa. If you look at everything in proper perspective, you see the whole picture from the beginning to the end, then even movas is toiv. If you see the whole picture, then you understand that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is really the toiv. We usually don't see the whole picture. Just how long does a person live? So he doesn't see the whole history of the world. You take a little slice of history, so it looks like tragedies are occurring. We're supposed to have amuna that it's really l'toiva. Then when I was a little boy, my father liked very much the sefer Tenuas HaMusa by Rav Dov Katz. So I remember he told me I should read the sefer. He liked it very much. I read it also, very good sefer. He has there the story. The Rosh Yeshiva from Slabodka moved half of the yeshiva to Eretz Yisrael because they were going to draft the boys in the Russian army or something. So half the yeshiva moved to Eretz Yisrael in Hebron. And then there was the riots in 1929. They killed. There were two boys from YU who were killed there also in the Hebron yeshiva. They have the faculty lounge across the street on the fifth floor. I think they have plaques in memory of the two YU graduates of learning Hebron Yeshiva. So when the yeshiva was in Hebron, the Rosh Yeshiva had a son who was a bacher, who was very promising, very sharp in learning, and he suddenly died at a very young age. And it was a tremendous tragedy. And Slabodka was a Musa yeshiva. So they announced what time the funeral was going to take place. So the Rosh Yeshiva came an hour late to the funeral. And he couldn't believe it. The Bali Musa was so makbid on Zman. How does he come an hour late to keep everybody waiting? It's unbelievably ridiculous. So after a couple of days of Shiva went by, so somebody had enough chutzpah to ask him, how do you keep everybody waiting? So he said, the din requires that you have to say Baruch Dayin Ha'emes B'Simcha. You're supposed to have a munah in the Shulchan Aruch, quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, not Gemara Brachas. The person is supposed to have a munah that it's really L'Toivah. You're supposed to be able to say the perception is that it's a tragedy, but we're supposed to have a munah. So he said, my young son died. How can I say the bracha b'simcha? So it took him an hour till he reviewed in his mind whatever the Baruch Shalom does is l'taifa. And he wanted to be able to say the bracha b'simcha. It's very difficult. But that idea is based on the psukim in the halach. Tzor of Yogan Amtze v'shem Hashem Ekro, kos Yishu Asesa v'shem Hashem Ekro. We say, k'shem shem v'vorcham ala tev v'kach v'vorcham ala roh. The Gemara in the end of Brachas says if a person owns a farm in Eretz Yisrael and there's no rain, so nothing is going to grow. So then when it rains, you should say Nishmas Kol Chai, praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he brought the rain, and everything is straightened out, everything is going to grow. So the Gemara has a machlokes, what should the Nusach be when you say Nishmas Kol Chai? So one opinion in the Gemara, one Amara says you should say HaMuhulal B'Roiv HaTishbach. That's Nusach Ashkenaz. You should say HaMuhulal B'Roiv HaTishbach. Then the Gemara says, only Roiv HaTishbach, the Baruch Shalom only deserves 51% of the praises. It doesn't deserve more than that. So the Gemara says, no, you should say Mhul B'chol HaTishbach. So the Gemara says, but it's a nice idea, so we should say both. That's the girsa that the Chachmei Ashkenaz had. Nusach Ashkenaz follows Rashi and Taisus. So the Chachmei Ashkenaz had the girsa, Hilchach Nemeinu LeTravai, we say both. So Nusach Ashkenaz we say Mhul B'Roiv HaTishbach. Then at the end we say Malach Mehulol Batish Bachos, or if you say the Chasim of Yishtabach, you say also Batish Bachol Batish Bachos. Nusach Svar has a different gears in the Gemara, so they don't say Beroy Batish Bachos. So Nusach Ashkenaz is a Pella. Why should you say both? The Minut Havai. The argument was a very strong argument. Why did Rabban Shalom only deserve Roy Batish Bachos? That's all he deserves. So the Ramban and the Mechamis understands that Roiv HaTishbachas does mean the majority, 51% of the praises, means B'ribui HaTishbachas, a multitude of praises. But the Gemara said it doesn't make sense. Someone may think that it means 51%. So that's why the Gemara had an objection. So then they backed out. So Rav Soloveitchik once suggested that maybe the pshat really is Roiv means 51%. And he said it based on the Gemara in Bava Kamma. The Gemara has... In Perek HaChayva, the Gemara has in Bava Kamma, Chamra Lemora, the Tivusa Leshakya. When you go to a wedding, so the waiter is pouring the wine is paid for, and the waiter is salaried, and the waiter gets a tip, and everybody got a tip, and everything is paid for, but when the fella pours you the wine, you say thank you. It's not his wine. He didn't do me a favor that he poured the wine. He's being paid for that, and he's getting tipped for that. So what do I have to say thank you? The Gemara says that's the minigodim. Chamra lemora. The wine was paid for by the Bala Simcha. But the Tivusa, the thank you, goes to the Shakya, to the waiter who's pouring the wine. So Soloveitchik explained that maybe the Gemara means to say the following. this pitgam amami, this melitza that people chamar l'mar tibrus el shaka, maybe it means like this: if you're really going to make a calculation, you're only going to give a hakaras hatayif to the person to whom you owe a debt of gratitude, so we'll never thank anybody. The wife doesn't have to thank me for giving her the money to buy whatever dresses and shoes and pocketbooks she wants to buy. She does all the work. She cooks all the food. She washes all the laundry. I don't have to thank her for giving me the dinner. I gave her all the checks. I gave her everything. What more does she want? The boss is never going to thank the workers. The worker is never going to thank the boss. Everyone's going to make a cheshbon. He doesn't deserve my thanks. If you don't, so sometimes it's true. The whole world, there's reciprocity. I do you a tov, you do me back a tov. So really, no one deserves a thanks, unless it's obvious that someone really owes a debt of gratitude to the other. But if we're not going to be, we really don't have to thank the waiter. But if you're not going to thank the waiter, you're going to make a cheshbon, the wine is paid for, and the services are paid for, and he was tipped, and he doesn't deserve a thank you, then you're not going to thank anybody. At the end of the story, you're not going to thank any human being. You're not going to thank a human being who's a boss of a dumb, who's tangible. He's certainly not going to thank the Rebbeinu Shlomo. He's invisible. We never see him. The only way, Chavis Albava says, the way to retain your emunah in Mitzius Hashem and the existence of God is to maintain the midah toiva of Hakoras HaToiv. And you can't have Hakoras HaToiv to the invisible Borei Olam unless you first practice on human beings. And human beings, most of the time, you don't deserve a Hakoras HaToiv because there's reciprocity. I do for him, he does for me. But that's it. So when we say Hamuhulol Beroiv HaTishbachas, we don't want to give kol HaTishbachas to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. We only give the Rebbeinu Shlomo the majority of the Tishbachas. We have to reserve a lot of Tishbachas for Abbas of Adam, even though perhaps they don't deserve it, because if we're not going to have Hakoras HaTayv to Abbas of Adam, the end of the story is going to be, you're not going to have Hakoras HaTayv for the Rebbeinu Shlomo. It's such a medrash that after Yosef died, it says V'yakam Alachorosh HaMetzayim Shalom Yodas Yosef. What do you mean, Leyadas Yosef? He went to elementary school. They didn't teach him history, that Yosef was Jewish and he saved the whole Middle East. Everybody knew that. But it doesn't mean Leyadas, he didn't know the story of Yosef. He didn't feel the debt of Hakoras HaTayv. So the matter says, because it's Leyadas Yosef, he didn't feel the debt of Hakoras HaTayv. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu says, the name of the Ribbono Shel Olam set the Jewish people free. He says, Leyadayti Es Hashem. Because he said, Leyadas Yosef, that leads to Leyadayti Es Hashem. If a person doesn't have Hakoras HaTayv to Abbas of Adam, then he's not going to have Hakoras HaTayv to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Rebbeinu Shalom is invisible. Then he's going to forget about the Rebbeinu Shalom. When I was a Talmud in the yeshiva, the Mashgiach always used to say over the Medrash by Migdal Bavel, Pasuk says, Vayera Hashem Liris es HaMigdal Shebona B'nei HaAdam. So Rashi, I think, quotes in the Medrash, Shebona B'nei HaAdam. What then? What, B'nei Chamoyrim built it? Of course B'nei Chamoyrim. We should say, Liris HaMigdal Shebonu. To see the Migdal? No, Bona B'nei Chamoyrim, the descendants of Adam Arishan. Adam Arishan was a Kafir Taifa. When the Rebbeinu Shlomo says, HaMinu Eitz HaShei Tzvi Sich Level Te'achom Emenu Achalta, so he says to the Rebbeinu Shlomo, it's your fault. You gave me that witch. Chava, Yishan Hashan Asatei Mahi Nasni Rebbeinu Shlomo. The Rebbeinu Shlomo gave you a Matona Taifa. He made a wife for you. He gave you a wife. She takes care of everything. So because Adam Arishan was a Kafir Taiva, that's why they built the Migdal, to rebel against the Rebbeinu Shalom. Mashgiach always used to say like that, one who doesn't have a Hakoras HaTayv to Abbas of Adam, the end of the story is going to be, he's going to lose his Amunah in the Rebbeinu Shalom. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought, that Nusach Ashkenaz has Hilkach Tamrinu L'Travayu, we say Roiv HaTishbochas, doesn't mean like the Rabban says, Ribui HaTishbochas, a multitude. Maybe it really means the majority of the tishbachas go to Rebbeinu Shalom, but the minority of the tishbachas we want to reserve to Abbas of Adam, because if you don't practice first Hakoras HaTayv to Abbas of Adam, then we're not going to have Hakoras HaTayv to the invisible Rebbeinu Shalom, and just going to forget about him. The main theme of the Nishmas Kol Chai is spelled out, etc., etc. And it's impossible. Even if we would be extremely talented, we wouldn't be able to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kidboy. It's impossible. Therefore, we conclude, we just said it's not going to help. We don't have enough power. So what is Al-Kain? Therefore, Al-Kain, That's why we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eivam shepilak dabonu, hein hen yod bevarcha bishapchu. So it means that it's a natural inclination. We know, we throw up our hands, we can't, it's impossible. So the Rechik pointed out that in Baruch Sha'amar, before Pesukah de Zimra, we say, we'll praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then you get to the end, we praise, say the last couple of prokim in Tehillim. Then we throw up our hands and we say, Enanachma speak me, you can't. And then we back out, originally we said, Neshabechacha, we will praise you. And then we throw up our hands and say, Yishtabach Shimcha, may your name be praised. We can't do it. We know we can't succeed in really praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but still we can't hold back. It's a natural feeling that we have. We can, even though it's logically it doesn't make any sense, but we feel we have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we conclude, Yishtabach Shimcha, may you be praised. We can't do it, may you be praised. But the main theme of the Nishmas Kol Chai is that we're singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the day should come that the Gula Hasidus should take place, and all of mankind will praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the reason why we speak about Gula Hasidus, as we mentioned, is because Moshe Rabbeinu was told before Yetzias Mitzrayim that there will be a Gula Hasidus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara has a clock. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't make Nisim unnecessarily. The Rambam writes that it was a 4-day trip from Yerushalayim to the location where they manufactured the oil. So that's why the Nes Chanukah had to be that it burned for 8 days. If it would have been a 2-day trip, there wouldn't be any need for a miracle to burn for 8 days. It was a 4-day trip to go there and to come back took 8 days. So the miracle had to occur for 8 days. So the Baruch Shalom made a miracle, he created the world, Yesh Me'ayin. What was the need for the miracle? You look in the world now, every day, you read the newspaper, they're killing each other in Rwanda, and in Afghanistan, and in Iran, and Iraq, and Korea. Everybody's killing everybody else. The world is ready to explode. It is exploding all over. Everybody's killing. What did the Baruch Shalom accomplish by making such a world? So we believe in Bias HaMashiach. We believe that the day will come. It doesn't make sense now. The day will come that the whole world will accept Malchus Shamayim and the Bria Sa'olam, which is absolutely a Nes. No one understands how can you have Bria Yesh Me'ayin. They will come that the Nes will not be Levatola. There will be a purpose in the Bria. So that was told to Moshe Rabbeinu right before Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that's why on the end of the Seder we recite Nishmas Kol Chai. We're waiting for that day, that the miracle of Bria Sa'olam should be meaningful, shouldn't be a nesle matol. A good yant to everybody. To say about the man who visited the shul and he kept on asking, what's this and what's that? And he opened up the Aron Kodesh and this. Then the rabbi puts down the watch and he holds the drasha. So he tells us, what is that? He said, that must be.